So at first we're going to adjust our motivation to develop that of the awakened heart, and we'll meditate for 5 minutes. I myself must lead all living beings equal to space, to a freedom from suffering, and to complete happiness. In order to achieve that end, I must remove all of the negative factors and all the obscurations from my mind, and I must quickly attain complete awakening. In order to accomplish that end, I am going to listen well to this present teaching on the essence of the Universal Vehicle Dharma and the teachings on Mahamudra, the Great Seal. And having listened, I shall integrate them through my meditation and bring my meditation to complete consummation for the benefit of all living beings.
Sadhu.
Mahamudra, which is toward the back. Namo Mahamudraye. Root of all the glorious first Buddha lineages, and spontaneous and ancestral mansion of the three bodies, blesses that we may quickly attain the supreme grace seal from seven the continuum of attachment and conception of self, and bringing constant spirit and awakened heart. We pray with the supremely wise Manjushri, Father, increase growth to the workers of the three times in the infinite Buddha fields of the ten directions of the universe. Bless us that we may quickly attain the supreme great seal, path of unity, seven the continuum of attachment to the conception of self, and bringing consummate spirit and passion to the heart. We pray to love Sun along with the link of the spiritual world. Bless us and we quickly attain the supreme grace to your path of unity. Seven, we continue the attachment to the consciousness of the consummate skill and love, compassion, and the awakened heart. Bless us and we see our holy spiritual masters of Buddha, that we may turn aside our attachment to this place of sacred existence, and taking upon ourselves the burden of liberating all members of the Buddha, may we quickly attain the great seal, the wondrous union of the Buddha and the Buddha. Bless us that our body and your body, Father, that our speech and your speech, Father, that our mind and your mind, Father, may become inseparably one. And then finally, the offering the mandala. On page 4.
Yeah.
So amongst, within the overall three divisions of the text, that is the preparation, the actual teaching, and the conclusion, within the context of the first, the preparation, we have finished the explanations on going for refuge, the opening of the heart, the explanation of Vajrasattva, and disclosure of downfalls. With respect to Vajrasattva, there is the definitive Vajrasattva and the interpretive Vajrasattva.
So with regard to the definitive
Vajrasattva, the is made up of two syllables, Vajra, or in Tibetan Dorje, which is the meaning of which is emptiness, and sattva, or in Tibetan simpa, which is the wisdom realizing emptiness, which has been brought to fulfillment. So the definitive Vajrasattva is the fully developed wisdom realizing emptiness. On the other hand, the interpretive Vajrasattva is the embodiment of that wisdom realizing emptiness, which takes the aspect of that of a deity having one face and two arms, as is normally visualized, and embracing a consort. So this is, this deity is the interpretive Vajrasattva. At the heart of Vajrasattva is visualized a moon disk, and upon this moon disk is the letter HUM. The letter HUM represents the wisdom realizing emptiness, and the syllables of his mantra, Vajrasattva, etc., are surrounding the letter HUM on top of the moon disk. And these are the embodiment of, or the wisdom realizing emptiness having taken form. And as the mantra is recited, then from this materialized wisdom, nectars, white nectars begin to flow forth into oneself, eliminating all of the self-grasping, that is the conception of a truly existent self, purifying and ridding oneself of them.
Ordinary the mother lala chevamez,
So there is the Vajrasattva of the mantra and Vajrasattva of the deity, and these are not to be distinguished, they are the same. So the mantra is the supreme method whereby to remove the negativities of the mind, but especially that of wisdom, the negativity of self-grasping, since the mantra is the materialized aspect of wisdom realizing emptiness. So these letters are to be thought of as this wisdom realizing emptiness having taken form. And from these letters begins to drip downward white nectars and completely destroying all of the negativities in oneself, removing from the very root the afflictive emotions, but especially that which acts as the root of the afflictive emotions, that of self-grasping or the conception of truly existent self, thereby purifying all of the negativities, all the afflictive emotions, all karma have completely been removed. This is the power or capacity of this mantra. So one should reflect in this manner in the practice of Vajrasattva. Then with respect to the practice of disclosure or downfalls, or sometimes referred to as the confession to the 35 Buddhas, as we recite each of the 30 names of the 35 Buddhas, then the recitation of their names has the capacity whereby to remove eons of negativities that we have accumulated in the past. How is it possible that the mere recitation of these names can actually purify our negativities? All of these 35 Buddhas who we are praising, each in their turn was at one time an ordinary sentient being. And during the course of their traveling of the path, they each resolved that merely by the hearing of my name may the negativities of sentient beings be purified. Then they went on to actually achieve the state of the Buddhahood, and they were able to bring their resolution to fulfillment by the past commitment and their resolve. Thereby, merely hearing the name of these Buddhas is able to remove, purify eons of negativities.
So, upon reciting the names of these Tathagatas, those gone thus, we should think to ourselves that, in fact, I have purified my negativities. But not only that, but when the recitation of these names is combined with the offering of prostrations and extending the body full length upon the ground, that it is said that the number, according to the size of one's body, one will have covered a particular area of ground. And to a measure into the earth, all and equal to the number of atoms which have been covered by your body, that for each of those atoms, one accumulates the creative potential or the merit whereby to take rebirth as a wheel turning emperor 1,000 times for each of those atoms. But this is the extent of the merit which is created. And if one is involved in the practice in offering the prostration with respect to having faith in the Buddha and developing that creative potential to achieve a Buddha's body, speech, and mind. That is the extent of the merit which is accumulated is equal to the number of atoms. And each of those atoms, if it were in terms of the merit to attain a within the worldly measure, one could take rebirth 1,000 times as a wheel turning emperor for each of the atoms. That's the extent of the merit that is accumulated. So with respect to wheel turning emperors, there are good ones and there are better and worse wheel turning emperors. Those of gold, those of silver, those of copper, and those of iron. These wheels made of these various materials, according to their status.
wheel-turning emperors, and by means of this wheel, they can travel to any part of the universe.
Hey, that's the Mahavishya, and that's the Abdhamashya, and that's the Sundarasarava. Abdhamma. Is it?
Ah, yes. So, we weren't going to go into details on wheel-turning emperors. If you're interested, it can be found in the area which is called the Abhidharma, or treasure of knowledge. So we've been working our way through the section of preparation, and this in fact is outlining the various preliminary practices, and we've discussed in terms of preliminary practices the practice of going for refuge, that of opening one's heart, mind generation, vajrasattva, and disclosure of downfalls. And finally, within this context of the practice of preliminary practices, is that of union with the spiritual master or guru yoga. So, when we drink tea at the offering to the spiritual master or at our guru pujas, we recite a tea offering verse in which it is said the spiritual teacher, or that is say the spiritual master, the lama, is Buddha, the Dharma, and also the spiritual community. The spiritual teacher is the creator of all. To all the spiritual teachers, I make this offering. So the Lama is spoken of as having three kindnesses, the kindnesses of giving teachings, to showing us the path, teaching us the Dharma, whether both in, and then within the context of giving empowerments in the practice of Tantra, and giving oneself advices. And the Lama who possesses these three kindnesses is looked upon as the condensation of all the Buddhas. That you know, it is as if all of the Buddhas in all of the directions came together into one entity. And this is our Lama, that the Lama is seen as having eliminated all faults and brought to consummation all excellent qualities.
Or Lama Sanje, Lama Chus, or Lama Dhamma Sigurta. Lama Dhamma said the Karisa, Lama Te, and Dhamma is Dhamma Telene, Dhamma Nina Tele, New York. But the name is Anichi Bangsa.
So we've discussed Lama as Buddha, and then next within this verse is Lama as Dharma. Now, what do we mean actually by Dharma? Well, within the Four Noble Truths, there are listed four truths: as true sufferings, true sources, true cessations, and true paths. The latter two of these are the actual Dharma. That is to say, the true cessations and true paths are actual Dharma. Now, they are the actual Dharma jewel. Now, true cessations are the abandonment, bringing about as cessations. For example, the abandonment of the afflictive emotions, such that they will never return again, is a true cessation. That then true paths are the means, the methods, by which we attain true cessations, by means which we abandon what is to be abandoned. So the true paths are consciousnesses which enable us to abandon achieving true cessations. So just as we said that Vajrasattva is in fact the personification or the embodiment of the wisdom of realizing emptiness, so too the Lama is looked upon as the embodiment of the Buddha's mind. That is to say, the mind of the Buddha in terms of the exalted wisdom realizing emptiness, compassion, and all of its abilities have taken on the aspect of that of the Lama. Therefore, we can say that the Lama is the Dharma. Again, with respect to Lama, there is both definitive and interpretive Lama. The definitive Lama is within the continuum of the Buddha, the exalted wisdom, compassion, and power. This is the definitive Lama. These then take on the aspect of one's teacher, that individual who teaches you the Dharma. This is the interpretive Lama. Therefore, the Lama is the Dharma.
Oh, Lama Dharma. That Lama Sangha. Sangha says that you Kansa, Papa Kansa says this. Papa Kansa. Don't you mean to do some Kansa? That Papa Kansa says this. That you mean that Lama Dharma. Don't you mean to do some Kansa? That Kansa says this. That you mean that Lama Gindi says this.
So the Lama is also the Sangha or a spiritual community. The actual spiritual community are those superiors or Aryas who have directly realized emptiness. Therefore, Lama is Sangha.
What the name is Lama Sangha, Lama Chi, Lama Teva Lama Gimide. Genji Shebe Lama is. Genji Shebe Lama is. Genji Shebe Lama is the Karisanata, Mundupe, Niagato, Tadu, Dava Tangi, Niagato, Tadu, Ami La Tangi, Dava Tangi. Ami begin to do similar than a big Sanga Tupaya, sitting in. Then that may be the Niagan Tatu in Jebu, Kanda be a jealous, Loma jealous, Sitchi with Shepapote, Sures and Anne, or Lamatres, Kunji Shepa Lamatres, they say what is.
So the Lama is Buddha, the Lama is Dharma, the Lama is also a spiritual community or Sangha. But, and the verse goes on to say that the Lama is the creator of all. What does this mean? That it is by means of the Lama, through the showing of the paths, that by means of the path we are able to achieve both temporal and ultimate happinesses, that we are able to achieve both the grounds and paths of the Sutra and Tantra, that we are able to achieve all spiritual results, are solely dependent upon the Lama. Therefore, the Lama is the creator of all of who we become.
It is
the Lama who ultimately leads us to the state whereby we have abandoned all our various faults and brought to consummation all of our excellent qualities within ourselves. That first the Lama teaches us the Dharma, and depends upon that we individually practice it. We begin with the practice of the being of small capacity. Having attained those realizations, the Lama again teaches us the Dharma of the being of middling capacity. We then practice those teachings and gain the realizations of that practice. Then again, teachings of the being of great capacity, and especially the practice of secret mantra, leading us along in this way. So there is tremendous benefit to be derived from recognizing the kindness and developing faith within toward our Lama.
What can I say? That Dhamma Seva, the Deva Driba, what can you any be a Lama Laralia Deva, or to the race?
The elimination of all our suffering and the achievement of all happiness is dependent upon the Lama.
I'm not sure if 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 I otros números.
So there is a quotation of an account. It was the glorious Atisha who spread Buddhism to Tibet was being asked by a disciple to please give a precept, a quintessential instruction. And the disciple asked that Atisha did not answer. And the disciple, thinking that Atisha perhaps was hard of hearing, yelled very loudly, you know, please give me a quintessential instruction, please give me a precept. And Atisha said, chuckled to, laughed and said, you know, I'm not deaf, you don't have to yell. The only essential instruction I can give you is faith, have faith. It is said that faith is the root of all the excellent qualities to be derived through the Dharma. So within these overall three divisions, that of preparation, actual, and conclusion, we've completed the section on preparation. So now we're beginning the actual explanation of the great seal Mahamudra within the text. And the text goes on to say that there are previously in Tibet and in India there were many ways of explaining the great seal. But if we were to abbreviate these various methods of explanation, we could condense them into two. That is the explanation in terms of sutra and mantra. Mantra is just another name for tantra. So sutra and mantra. So there are two condensed means by which to explain the practice of the great seal, Mahamudra, according to sutra, or sometimes translated as discourse, and mantra, or tantra. Now, both of these are extremely extensive in terms of their explanations. But here, the text does not go into an extensive explanation in terms of mantra. And why is that? Because it is unacceptable to give an extensive explanation on great seal to those who have not received empowerment of highest yoga tantra.
Therefore, here it is only briefly mentioned. There is an extensive explanation of the Great Seal in terms of sutra or discourse. But so because of the numbers of words, the length of words, which of the actual explanation itself, since the words explaining mantra are fewer, those will be given first.
So
also with regard to the order of development of the realization of a great seal, generally it is realized first in terms of sutra and then in terms of tantra. Also, the order of difficulty is such that realization is much more difficult by means of tantra, and explaining it without the understanding of sutra explanation would be of no benefit. And so this is another reason why there is so few words, why the mantra explanation of Great Seal is so briefly explained. So, with regard to the divisions of explanation in terms of mantra, there are four divisions of explanation related with mantra. An explanation related to that of the practice of the hearer, or that is to say the individual vehicle, according to the Bodhisattva, within the context of secret mantra itself, according to generation stage, and then according to completion stage. So there are these four divisions of explanation in terms of the hearer, or lesser vehicle, in terms of bodhisattva, in terms of generation stage of secret mantra, and in terms of completion stage of secret mantra.
Oh, Or the other,
So again, within these four explanations, which are within these explanations related to these four levels, these can be divided again. Each of these can be divided again into three. The great seal of action, the great seal of Dharma, and the great seal. Lagi chagya, chugi chagya, champo.
Oh, nyangyan and deva soja champo.
Digging into.
Oh, nitila.
So these three are the seal, not great, don't use the word great, the seal of action, the seal of Dharma, and thirdly, the great seal. So the great seal, according to the hearer level, or the individual vehicle, is the great seal is the passage beyond sorrow, or nirvana. So the great seal is, according to the hearer level or the individual vehicle, is the passage beyond sorrow or nirvana.
So again, with
respect to the explanation of, in terms of the Bodhisattva, there are these three levels of explanation, the seal of action, the seal of Dharma, and then the great seal. And the great seal, in the context of our explanation to the Bodhisattva, is the union of the wisdom, understanding, emptiness, and compassion.
Again,
this third mode of explanation, according to generation stage, there are these three types of explanation in terms of seal of action, seal of Dharma, and then the great seal. At the generation stage, the great seal is the
The
great seal, according to generation stage, is the manifestation of the innate wisdom. And then, again, in terms of the explanation of
completion stage, the three levels of seal, of action, seal of dharma, and then the great seal. At the completion stage, the great seal is the
Lungi.
Is the great seal spontaneously accomplished? So there are a variety of means of explanation of the great seal. So if we explain this in a readily understandable fashion, we are going to discuss the great seal in terms of secret mantra. And with regard to that, there is first the ordinary path. And that ordinary path are the three principles of the path, that of the will to awaken, or renunciation, the awakened heart, bodhicitta, and the view of emptiness, or the awakened mind. That's the ordinary path. So those three principal aspects of the path, the will to awaken, the awakened heart, and the awakened mind, represent the common path. Having gained the common path, one then receives empowerment. There are four within Tantra. Within Tantra, there are four levels of Tantra. There are action, performance, yoga, and highest yoga Tantra. So one necessarily must receive empowerment into the highest of these four classes of Tantra, the highest yoga Tantra. There are various deities associated with highest yoga Tantra. For examples, there is Guru Samaja, Heruka, Yamantaka, etc. And one is initiated into the mandalas of these various deities, but necessarily it must be done by a fully qualified lama. And who is able to bestow the four levels of empowerment. There is the vase empowerment, the secret empowerment, the knowledge wisdom empowerment, and the word empowerment. So having attained these four levels of empowerment completely from a fully qualified master, one is able to enter into the mandalas, to the great mandalas of these deities.
What the
So having received the complete set of four empowerments within Hari Yoga Tantra, and going on to guard the words of honor which one has committed oneself to, and involving oneself in the practice. So involving oneself in practice involves the two levels of the path of secret mantra. That is to say, the generation stage of practice and the completion stage of practice. At the generation stage of practice involves arising in the aspect or generating oneself in the aspect of the deity itself. Having achieved this well, then going on to the various practices of the completing stage, which are extremely profound, requiring great realization. So through the practice of the generation and completing stages of secret mantra, one realizes emptiness, and having brought that to fulfillment, one gains the wisdom which directly realizes emptiness. So the wisdom directly realizing emptiness is what is meant by the great seal within the practice of secret mantra, the direct realization of emptiness. If at the completion stage one is able to achieve in direct realization of emptiness, then one will achieve Buddhahood in this very life.
So if we were to
pangyambo dhava chimbo hong, soje doje, traje saraha, yudhu sha, traje onshu, dolo, naro, nyatala sobham, pavi je traje no thangs.
So if we were to question, how do we know that it in fact is the case that what we have just explained as the great seal, that is the wisdom of directly realizing emptiness, is in fact the great seal? And this is the thought of the great masters, the adepts, the accomplished adepts of India, such great adepts as Saraha, Nagarjuna, Tilopa, Naropa, etc., have said this is the actual great seal. So these individuals have actually gained the realization of the great seal, having practiced, meditated, and gained realization of secret mantra, and they can affirm that this is in fact the great seal, the wisdom directly realizing emptiness. So with those various masters who we have cited previously were all Indian masters, but this can also be attested to by great Tibetan masters also, beginning with such masters as Marpa the translator, who traveled to India on three different occasions, receiving teachings and bringing them back to Tibet and putting them into practice, that he also gained the realization of the great seal in terms of the wisdom directly realizing emptiness, and then he went on to pass, to transmit these teachings on to his disciples, first to that of Milarepa and down through such masters as Gompopa and Dokpa Rinpoche, etc., that this represents the lineage of the masters of who have realized great seal. So initially the Dharma was spread to Tibet by Padmasambhava and Kempo Bodhisattva. These individuals were invited to come to Tibet to bring the teachings to Tibet, and there they were translated. And this earlier era of teachings of the Dharma is referred to as the this was the old school and developed into the tradition of Nyingma, or the old school of Tibetan Buddhism. Subsequently, the great master, the glorious Atisha, was invited to Tibet, and he taught the lineage of Kadampa, and this lineage was passed on to his main disciple Drunpa. And this was the origin of the genre of teachings of the stages of the path or Lam Rim. Then subsequent to Atisha comes the great master, as has just been explained, that of the Marpa Lotsawa, the translator Marpa, who traveled on three different occasions to India to listen to the teachings and to bring them back to Tibet, and then pass on those teachings to such masters as Milarepa, etc., forming the Kagyu lineage. And also, and subsequent to Marpa was the great master Sakya Pandita, who likewise traveled to India, received teachings and brought them back to Tibet, and he is said to have been an emanation of Manjushri, and from him is formed the Sakya tradition. And then subsequently the great master Tsongkhapa, who practiced and gained realization and then originated what has become the Gelu tradition. So all of these four traditions, the Nyingma, Kagyu, Sakya, and Gelu, are all teaching the Buddha Dharma. They they're all the same and not, they're all the same in that they all teach the Buddha Dharma. They have not originated anything out of, from themselves. So whatever the tradition, whether it be those which arose in India, or those subsequently in Tibet, those of Nyingma, Kargyu, Sakya, or Gelu, they their texts all teach the same great seal. So within the context of secret mantra, the main practitioners of seek of great seal.
Sajja, right? Sajja.
Sakya. Nima Kagyu Sakya. The main textual sources for the practice of the great seal within the context of the of secret mantra are those originating from India, but in terms of the Tibetan traditions, those of Nyingma, Kagyu, and Sakya. So those their texts are the sources for the practice of the great seal. Within the tradition, the Gelu tradition, mainly the main emphasis is that of the great seal in terms of sutra. That this is taught first, and then subsequent to that, the great seal by means within the context of secret mantra.
So what I have explained is extremely very rough in terms of the way in which the practice of secret of the great seal came from India to Tibet, the way in
that is to say, the way it was transmitted from India to Tibet, the way it is presented in terms of these, of the four traditions of, and the way in the emphasis and practice in terms of the former three, and the emphasis within, for example, the Gelug tradition in terms of sutra, and the way it is divided into the emphasis is placed, different emphasis is placed, one on secret mantra and the other on sutra. So the way in which one is to go about practicing the secret, the great seal within context of secret mantra, is the way that one, the order of practice is such that one involves oneself in the common practices, or the common path, that is, you know, realizing the three principles of the will to awaken, the awakened heart, and the awakened mind. Having gained proficiency in those, then attaining the a complete four empowerments into the highest yoga tantra, and observing the commitments, one then goes on to involve oneself in the actual practice of the of the generation stage and completion stage.
Maybe some of you have understood well, maybe some of you have not understood at all.
So,
however, you have understood that through this, through having explained even the words of the practice of secret mantra, the practice of great seal in terms of the secret mantra, you know, the words have entered into your ear, and that in that way there has been some beneficial future imprint made in your mind. I have planted a seed in your mind. Even getting those beneficial imprints in your mind are difficult
So,
having imprinted this explanation within your mind, like it's as if planting a seed in a field. When that seed is watered, the result immediately springs forth. Likewise, in the future, when you involve yourself in the practice of secret mantra, you will readily gain realization.
So it would also be extremely useful if you were to make prayers that you were able to gain the realizations of the great seal in the future. So we're going to stop there, but we'll take 5 minutes if you have some questions.
Yeah.
I had heard that when Lhasan Chodyatso's text was first published, that it was some controversy.
Yeah.
So the question that was asked was that when Panchen Sonam Trigi Gyaltsen, Pope Saint Trigi Gyaltsen, first published this text, that there was some controversy around it. That's the question. The Panchen Pope Saint Trigi Gyaltsen, Shundi Tombo Tombo Tidu Sondu, de la Zupa Mombo Yores. And Zuba,
Zuba Ketchamare.
So he brought together many varied traditions of explanation, but there was no controversy around it, his text. Marave.
Pechino
So, except for a possible conflict previous to Panchen Lobsang Trigi Gyaltsen, in the case of Gyaltsen Lhasa, who it was said that he did not compose a text on the Great Seal because there was some danger, there was some conflict involved. So he refrained from composing the text, but subsequent to him, Panchen Lobsang Trigi Gyaltsen did went ahead, and at that time there was no conflict. Yes.
Is it a fault to pursue one form of purification practice to the exclusion of another, so to practice by yourself or to the exclusion of disclosure down points? And second question, the last teaching Rinpoche was describing the Buddha field, which is 35 Buddhas with the five thrones, each with seven Buddhas. Is there any particular arrangement of the color?
Okay. The Murama Tiwani, Mirani Yores. Tongo de Pena Dorje Sempa Nam Salim. Dusham Namsa Malin. Dunsha Namsa Malina Dila Norabe. Dorje Sempa Namsalin. Dunsha Namsa Malina de Norabe or Champorabe.
That Dorje Sempa de So Sangavi. That's Sangavi de Tonsi de Law. Or to Sutaba Shar or so the direction to say. अने तो शासन है तो सोचो संभव तो बादम गया था तो तो करो करो कस पावर तेरे तेरे रेस ये ना ये सांगा तो सुबह या बच्चा तो ये ना सोचो संभव तो बाद सुबह या बच्चा ये बाद सुबह डालो कपड़ेस
डाल कपड़ेस
डालो कपड़ेस
डालो कपड़ेस
डालो कपड़ेस तो शासन शिक्षण दे मत ना अंडरगे जरिस
सो
ना निकाचे ना या बोला रेस
Shuna.
Nikajana Yagolaris. Imagine the division by Abuja Chena, Kodiba Tasanata, Pasun Jusin by Tomatis or Pasitan Rakawaris.
So mainly the practice of Vajrasattva is directed at the purification of the acting in contradiction to the vows of secret mantra, tantra, breaking one's pledges. The practice of disclosure of downfalls is mainly directed at the purification of negativities accumulated through acting in contradiction to the bodhisattva vows. So these are the main areas of purification. But if there's time, if you can, to practice both. But through practicing, for example, the Vajrasattva, well, the transgressions with regard to the Bodhisattva vows can be purified. So it can be purified by that means, if you have time to do both. But if Vajrasattva is done well, it could purify both types of vows, transgressions. Then Mumupeti, the Dusha, Dusha is just a na. The Dusha Shakra is just another. The Rimana Yore, the Rimba Shakton, young girl singer now. Rimana,
Rimata, the Asian woman, the Yarinama, Conopomjiora. That among the Juniman, Nang, the Jarang, the Mom, is it no, no, said the Gorba? No, no,
couple.
No, no, Langate.
Toa?
Ah,
Toa.
No, 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 the shallow and remnant. Chiajiman Tate? No, no. No, no, Langa.
Ah,
Silva?
Tombate.
Oh, Langa, Langa, Dusi, no, no, Langa, Dusi, Bandusi.
So the bottommost is the family of the
Masepa no Masepa che. The name is Nunche. Oh, the name is Naya Karsawa. Oh, the poor man che. The name is Nunche, two sea and a dreamer.
The Tomati Nam Nam
Nam Nam Che.
Nam Nam Nipa?
Oh, Nipa the Nikas and Masepa. Nikyoka. Nikyoka. And Rinju.
Rinju.
Rinju. Macheva. And Rinju. And your bombe. And let him do. Then you go.
So, beginning at, so that there are five rows of Tathagatas, who are seven in each row, who are in the family of each of the five conquerors of the lineage of the conquerors or victors. So beginning at the bottommost, so there's a row of seven beginning at the bottommost. These are those who are associated with Virochana. Then those who are next is those who are associated with Akshobhya.
Rinju. Rinju.
Rinju. Rinju. The third is those Tathagatas are associated with Ratnasambhava. The fourth are those who are associated with Amitabha. And then the fifth, the highest most, are those who are associated with Amoghi City.
Someone knows. Before
the Toha said, Niyo. Before the Dharmado, Megewa, the Megewa.
Yang mau magiwa cewa, orang wa, yang mau magiwa cewa, terus dipasang orang. Tunggu saya ada, mungkin